Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2015. Miss Ulrike Alt, independent journalist, presents Functional Fabrics Trends for 2017-18.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the new issue of Performance Days and to our first lecture in this round. You know that we have 2 days of fair activities and 2 days of lectures. You can see it in your program, which are the topics of the lectures. So as always, the first lecture is the trends in functional fabrics. My name is Ulrike Alt. I'm a freelance journalist and I'm a jury member of the Performance Forum. So everything I tell you here, you can see on the tables behind the walls, because I'm talking about the Performance Forum and the gate. And I'm proud to present you the latest trends the jury found for winter 17-18, and we're still doing a little update for summer 17. Okay, so what are our topics this season? We found that function has got new natural fiber blends. We found that fashion has got new natural optics. And of course, we are very proud to present our jury's pick table, because there we want to tell you more about At Leisure, Rethinking the Performance Knits. So I show you some pictures for the first impressions. The fiber blends for functional fabrics. We found that our functional fabrics this time show lots of combinations of man-made and natural fibers, starting from the base layer qualities. There you can find your traditional PA and PES blended with very soft and natural fibers like merino, like silk, or like Tencel. Then we go to the mid-layer blends. There you find wool in lots of different blends with several man-made fibers. Is it too loud? It's okay for you? Okay. And we end at the outer layer fabrics, and there even you can find a slight percentage of cotton and sometimes waxed surfaces. So nature's coming into all functional fabrics. Nature's coming into the sportswear looks too, because there's lots of woolen fabrics in the sportswear. Seems like to be handmade. You find these low-gauge knits in this rough optics look like handmade. You find lots of soft single jerseys coming in natural colors. You find new jacquards showing fashionable patterns and the woolen tartans for jackets and shirts. So lots of them over there at this casual table number 8. And all over the tables, we found that honeycomb is the pattern of the season, we think. So starting from the base layer, just to the zippers, everywhere you can find these honeycomb patterns, because it's functional and has a good fashion optic too. We found a lot of new woolen optics, as mentioned before. We found lots of new structures, like small dots, like the honeycombs, like stripes, and lots of kilted varieties. They are very interesting. But now, and this is what we love most, is that I want to talk a little bit about our new theme At Leisure. So most of you will think, oh, At Leisure, that's not new. I know it again already. But we think that At Leisure is on the way to develop further, because, of course, you know that At Leisure garments are not intended to be worn just in the studios and for workouts, but on the contrary, this sporty lifestyle conquers sidewalks and offices. So everybody needs no more multiple changes, and you can wear your fashionable sportswear all over the day. And those who want to keep fit, they are proud and want to show their attitude. So they want to show it in their daily and professional life too. Athleisure is the new hype, and we think it's replacing our trend topic outdoor, which was so interesting for the last about 10 or 15 years. And athleisure is blurring the line between the activewear and the sportswear. But, and this is the new and important topic, the athleisure collections must be simultaneously fashionable and able to meet the functional demands of the athletes and the sporting branch. The clothing only deserves the name if it can deliver the functionalities that the look promises. So no more cotton elastan blends and you feel wet in it after doing your workout. You need new functions, you need new fibers. This is why we had a new look on it. The cut, the color, and the style are important, but the appropriate fabric functions are more important, not just for the athletes, but also for the success of the collection you are trying to create and trying to sell. So the clothing has to feel like a second skin, but it's only doing that and only can be called a leisure when it's comfortable to wear, when the moisture is transported quickly, when the clothing stops the formation of bad odors, when the clothing is able to warm or cool the body as required. It is exactly this feeling of well-being that turns a style into a favorite style that everybody never wants to take off and would like to wear around the clock, even in the office. So we had a look at the new athleisure fabrics. We show them at the jury's pick table, and we show you more about athleisure on our gate over there. So what could be the looks? The looks, of course, have a sporty look coming into the city. The looks can be woolen, cozy, soft, but with the functional properties. The looks can be sporty, but with a good hand feel and a good feeling on the body. And what does this new athleisure knits offer? They offer moisture management. They offer odor management, warmth retention, or the cooling benefits, whatever you are doing. So you need intelligent fabrics. They offer soft hand feel, and they offer good elasticity. And we found that these benefits are made by the intelligent fiber blends in our new fabrics we present over there. And mostly, we find combinations of natural and man-made fibers so that all the best properties of these fibers can be joined together. You can read it on the gate over there after the lecture. You can find it in here in the flyer. What we think, what are the most important fibers, not the blends. The blends are only shown on the gate and how the blends work. So after the lecture, don't hesitate to go to the gate and don't hesitate to ask me questions if you want. So, but now, of course, we have other topics too, because we have 10 tables, not only 10 athleisure tables, so 9 tables coming from base layer to workwear. And I'm going on to present the trends of our 9 tables. We start with the base layer. Once again, you see the honeycomb patterns as we had before. And you heard the same thing again. The natural fibers have conquered the base layer category too. Merino is very important. It's really the star, but it's not coming pure 100%. It's blended with other natural or man-made fibers to increase the functionality. And you find blends with tencel, polyamide, polyester, or multi-blended fibers made as coarse spun yarns or intimate blends, or coming together the yarns in one construction. And you learn about this more, what is very brand new and amazing. We offer and we show you for the first time fabrics with the natural kapok fiber. So I won't tell you more about this at this moment, because the company who is doing the fabrics out of the kapok fibers is one of our award winners and will explain you the benefits and the functionality after my lecture. So please stay until the awards are given and learn more about kapok. So I'm coming back to the base layer. Of course, we have really the reliable fibers like PA, PES, and EA in compositions, for the soft hand feel, for the good elasticity, for the body control, for the muscle control. You find lots of different mesh structures to offer very good moisture management, and as already mentioned, the honeycomb patterns, all on the base layer table. The next is, of course, that you find these lots of soft and light merino blends shown here once again. And before you had those very dark colors, but of course the bright colors are on the table too. You have this light and soft qualities, you have perfect moisture management, all these properties due to the man-made fibers, but the merino fiber blends help you with the functionality, so it's depending on the level of activity. And all the smooth fabrics you can find again suitable for wellness and yoga, for example, blended with silk or cellulose fibers like Tencel. So the next table is the mid-layer table. And as the seasons before, we found that the industry said bye-bye to the high-pile fabrics, so no more thick, high-pile, cozy fleeces, as you know from the last seasons. We found that all the mid-layers has become very light, very thin, but with an excellent warm retentions. They all offer very good hand feel. They seldom show these high loft structures, the piles, like I told before. The majority is very thin, but mostly they have non-standard 3D backsides with all different 3D patterns to keep the warmth in, to offer a good moisture management, but without this very thick feeling, so you can find a very slim silhouette on it. You find a lot of soft microfleece grades showing new color variations, not only this melange, but the multi-tone melanges now are very popular. The multicolor blended yarns and even the new spacer fabrics feel extremely soft, have a good hand feel, and of course excellent performance properties. So the next table is the soft shell table, and it's so amazing to say that soft shell is back, because the last seasons we couldn't find any very new improvements and new styles, and this time the soft shell table has such a great variety. You can find lots of prints, you find more fashion than before, but at the same time more function, because the soft shells are light, are water repellent, have a good moisture transport, are windproof, so you can really wear it all year round. And you find very new four-layer kilted versions. It's on the table and on the wall, so have a look at it. And you find best protection because you have laminated membranes at the soft shells. So the new soft shells satisfy all wishes. The fabrics are light and elastic, protective and rugged at the same time, so no more snagging or pilling. You find a broad range of looks, touch and functions. You find two-tone, multi-tone, and on the inner side, other structures and colors than on the outer sides. So mostly the softshell fabrics are bonded, sometimes laminated, and of course, in this category too, you find lots of merino blends and backsides. So the two-layer or the hard shell table brings lots of new optics. You see these two fabrics here, bonded in very new ways, laminated. You can find bio-based membranes that offer sustainable solutions. You find a membrane with 25% coffee grounds in it, so go and see it. As always before, you find this QR code on the fabric, so you can learn more about the fabric or create your own library if you want when during you scan the QR codes. So the two-layer fabrics show two-tone or multi-tone dobby structures. They have colored laminations. You have canvas uppers, And of course, honeycomb patterns, so you have a lot of variety of fashionable looks. And the left fabric is meant with this sentence below. You have a construction where the yarns are melted in the upper fabric, so you can find a very new extraordinary mesh optic, but melted together, so it won't separate. You find lots of natural colors, grays, melons. You find bright colors and very fancy backsides like these dots here with the left fabrics. You find slight transparent qualities and lots of new looks. So this is no longer our bread and butter category. You can do very fashionable styles with it. Same as the tree layer, because the tree layer fabrics look so natural this time. They feel softer than before. They show up in a very urban style. You have natural colors, waxed surfaces, melange optics. So all these fabrics are in our at leisure context too. Here you can see it again. It's a little bit too bright in here. So after the lecture, go over and see the fabrics on the tables. But you find these dobby structures, these two-tone or multi-tone colors, the natural colors. The fabrics are very light, nearly about 100 grams, because below we talk about this lightweight category. But the fabrics are very light, they're rugged, mostly elastic, and of course, have excellent functional properties. You find laminates with the 30K watercolor and breathability. So it's a very high function category. So the next one is our high density table. And we found that the lightweights look so fashionable this time. You have lots of patterns, colors, prints. They offer a really great variety. Most of the fabrics are suited for these extra light windbreaker styles, but some of them are downproof too. They are mostly elastic, water resistant, and sometimes they are even waterproof or downproof. So there's a great variety of styles you can create out of it. And on the next slide, you can see that there's more fashion than ever before with this animal prints with silver on it, on the transparency, with batik and tie-dyed patterns. And right fabric, this is like a flower print, but it's a flock on the back side so that you have a good spacer on your skin. This very, very light and soft fabric can be worn directly on the skin to protect you from wind or from slight light rainfalls. And this flocked backings, of course, you can see through the transparent fabrics. And you find geometrical patterns too, and the animal patterns. Okay, so the next table, this is our shirts and pants table, and this table said bye-bye to all the checks, because the shirts fabrics look so casual, look so fashionable and so natural. Mostly plain colors, sometimes stripes, melanges, less checks than before. This is because we said that the new trend topic no longer is called outdoor, but is going to become the at-leisure theme. So you see it at the shirts too. And at this table, you find this great variety of the blends with the natural fibers too. You can find shirt fabrics coming from polyester with linen, with the kapok fiber once again, with cotton, with merino wool. This improves the good hand feel, the natural hand feel. This makes the fabrics very soft, comfortable on the skin, But once again, it satisfies all the functional needs you have for a sports shirt. And the pants, there's one pant fabric in the upper. Actually, there are lots of functional denims this time. So you really can create an extremely fashionable, functional outfit with these fabrics. But on the other hand, of course, you have the really functional pants, fabrics shown here. This highly elastic woven fabrics with a high percentage of spandex for compressive properties for workout tights. And you only you not longer only have the choice between black and gray, because you find a lot of colorful versions this time on the pants table. One of the most impressive table always is this casual table, so you can find all varieties of fashionable ideas, but packed in this functional fabrics. So the prints are very hot for winter 17. Lots of varieties of watercolor, flowers, or tie-dye patterns. In this category, on the high pile, fleece fabrics. And you find, of course, camouflage once again as print or shown as jacquard. I think this is an eternal theme. You see different varieties of mesh fabrics. Sometimes they offer surprising insights. You can use it for base layer or mid layer. You find a lot of 3D structures, like a needle punch, jacquard, or embossing, or two-layer knitwear. So you can create lots of different looks. Here on the left slide, oh, it's a little bit too bright, so please go over and see it at the table. You find the high pile fleece doing in a tie-dye version. So it's a fancy combination. And of course, you find lots of woolen fabrics on this table, and lots of jacquards. Okay, workwear. The ninth table, we thought that workwear should be upgraded. We would love to call it heavy use, because this is no longer only suitable for this construction or working demands. You can use it for all sporty actions like motorcycling or wherever you need more protection. Because the fabrics are very rugged. They offer best protection from heat, from cold, from flames, from abrasion. But they are soft, they are light, they are comfort. So they offer a kind of everyday wear comfort. Soft feeling on the skin you find here too. You find elasticity and, of course, the great performance thinking of all these very rugged fibers like aramid, cordura, and so on you have in your pants and jackets fabrics to have a very good abrasion resistance. And very new is that the aramid fibers are crafted into a four-way stretch fabric, so you have all the comfort but the best protection all together. We found that we have to show you some innovations together with all on the wall behind you. They are all accessories, but we pointed out some innovations. We have one special topic. This is the topic of visibility, because it has been further developed. I don't want to talk too much about it, because we have an additional discussion round with Sophie Bramel, and she will talk about the reflective fabric, so don't miss it. I think it's this afternoon. You have it in your program. But if you see the reflective fabrics on the wall, you will see that you not only find this full reflective fabrics, you have a lot of new prints and fibers crafted in your fabric that gives the reflecticity at a second glance. So it's very interesting. And another very special and interesting topic are the new insulations? Of course, we're talking about winter 17, so the insulations are important. And you find so many new fibers to give good insulation properties. You can find wool, you can find the kapok, of course, the PES, but done and crafted in a very new way, kilted together to this 3 or 4 layer constructions already all together, and very intelligent insulation. So later on you can see it on the wall, but go to the companies too. Please visit the Primer Loft, the Thermore. You can find this kapok fibers at Flocus. You can find the wool at Bauer Fleece. So feel the different varieties and the different hand feels. They are all soft, they are all light. And it's so amazing what new types of insulations you can find. So this is my last slide. After this, Klaus Habicht will come and will present you the Performance Awards, the Performance Award winners. So we have two very interesting innovations. They got the awards. So please stay. Thank you for your attention and have a good fair.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.